Simon Patrick Obi arrives at Keti Community Primary School in Keti, a rural community near the Nigerian capital of Abuja. In 2013, Simon built a library here with his money as a personal community development project while he was doing his national youth service. Simon also donated books and school sandals to poor students and conducted free medical tests for HIV, hepatitis, typhoid fever, and malaria. He also provided counseling and free medication for those who tested positive.
My motivation for starting the project is just to revive the education system, otherwise to transform the education system in Keti community. I would like to transform the education sector in Nigeria because I know education is the basis for every transformation.
Now, Simon has finished the National Youth Service, but he still comes to Keti Community Primary School in spite of the challenges.
When I was a copper, I tend to get help from people, but now following up on the project has not been easy because I need some finances going in there and coming back, and then to do some other finishing touches. So it has not been easy so far. But I thank God I've been going there to make sure that the library is being used for the purpose in which it is built.
Today, the library is not open. The school is on the verge of closing for the term, so the library is locked and few children in school are playing. One of them is Destiny Isaac.
I'm just playing in school because it's the period of playing and we don't have any exam again.
This opens Simon's eyes to the need for more advocacy work he has to do concerning the use of the library. He really wants the school and community to make the very best of the facility.
I believe that while children go in there and read in the library, they will become better people in the future to come. And then it's a fixed thing, so people will continue to read there, and then it's not something that will come and go, something that we groom generation.
Simon is working together with the teachers at the school to make sure the library is used to its full potential. Emmanuel Oguche is one of the teachers.
Sometimes we carry the children to that place to read and write. Even some of the villagers that need the library, they will come and make use of it. As the school is going to close, our plan for the library is any day, any time you come, they will open door for you and you make use of it and go. Both students, teacher, and the villagers.
Many of the students have started appreciating the importance of the library and are already making plans for their future.
I used to go to the library to read. I want to improve my education and know how to read perfectly. I saw it that they wrote Copa's name on the library wall. To that uncle who built this library, I thank him because he's the one who used his own capacity and his money to build it for us.
I knew that it was somebody that built the library. I say thank you.
Another teacher, Danjuma Zakari, believes it will be very necessary for the community to take ownership of the project and see that it works out.
Each time we have some work to do, we go to the library, we do research, then we now come out to teach. We are very happy to get a library here. We are expecting government and the community to put some effort in putting more textbooks.
Simon leaves Keti for today, happy that his effort is making this community smile. He's already making plans for the next improvements and will come back again soon. He is hopeful that his effort is not in vain.
Their major occupation is just farming, so they're based on farming. So I feel that reviving the education will go a long way to transform their lives. Reviving the education sector there will help to bring more vibrant people in the community, and after then, they become outstanding personalities in the community, and then they will help do something in the community.
Back at the National Youth Service Camp, where Simon did his orientation over a year ago, a new set of Nigerian youths are now starting their service. They've heard stories about Simon and are thinking about how they can have an impact on the lives of other Nigerians.
It's a good thing for us to try to know the weakness and the situation of that community or wherever we've been posted to, so that we'll be able to help in developing the place.
Simon is a very good thing to emulate. seeing some kids around, I can be taking them some courses personally without even expecting any reward from anybody.
I assure you so. It's a motivation for me to do even more because no matter how little one has, it is always necessary to touch the lives of other people. So for me, I would like to follow and even do more than what he has done.
Simon is pleased to see that his impact is reaching far beyond the library in Keti. This is Nonye Alaji for DW in Abuja, Nigeria.